We're thrilled as an organization to be back in London. The people already, since we touched down on the ground, have been incredibly gracious to us. We just had an excellent practice, a real good atmosphere here. The weather's been beautiful. And, obviously this is a big football game. It's a division game. But, it's a thrill to represent the National Football League and the Miami Dolphins here in London. Sure. Sounds good to me. The fans here, the game day atmosphere that was last year was just outstanding. It was incredible. So, I don't know all the particulars or all the intricacies and ins and outs of everything, but it seems like there's certainly enough fan support to have a team here.
What was the thinking behind the short term? You guys obviously just came in a few hours ago.
Sure. Yeah, well, I have to be, I'd be less than honest if I said it's kind of what we did last year and it seemed to work out okay. So, sometimes coaches are creatures of habit. And so, but we looked into it. We talked to our, sports science people. We talked to our strength and conditioning people, our trainers, and obviously had input from the players after we had done this last year. And, the nice thing about it is we've got the vast majority of our game plan was installed back at home. So the players should, know the game plan well, and now it's kind of just the final touches of the preparation we can do over here in a a little bit of an unfamiliar setting for some of them. But like I said, the people at the hotel are just phenomenal. It's the same hotel we stayed at, so it's been a good trip so far. A little bit of both. By coming over at the time we did, we kind of gave them a little bit of time to go back to their room, but then we just got right into our Friday meetings. We wanted to have those be as similar as possible. Obviously, we don't typically take a bus to practice on Friday, but we had the same Friday practice that we would normally have. Now they're going to have some free time, and if it's, if they want to go out to dinner in London at some great restaurant, they're free to do that, and it's their time to prepare for the game in their own way, unique way. And then tomorrow's schedule will be exactly like it is back home. So we want them to, hey, this is a world-class city, obviously, and how many times they're going to be able to get back here and put their feet on the soil of in London is, who knows. So we want them to be able to, use their time wisely but enjoy the city. Yeah, this is the trip. We saw when the schedule came out in April 25th. I'm just throwing out a date, but it was sometime in April. We knew we were coming over here. We knew we were going to be playing a game, and I think they even announced it earlier than that. Before. And so we planned the trip, and, it's one of 16 games. But as you mentioned, it's an important game, without a doubt. Yeah, we've talked a lot about – we haven't talked about that. We've talked a lot about playing a 60-minute football game, which we really haven't done up to this point in time. We've talked a lot about making first downs and having balance and rhythm on offense. We've talked a lot about getting off the field on third down. We've talked a lot about playing with better discipline overall as a football team. So we certainly had a number of discussions. We've been, want to keep it relatively simple, so to speak, so that we get the basics down. And we got to make some plays. We told them that too. And part of our job is to put them in position to make plays. I thought he was solid. I really do. Yeah. I thought he did a good job.
Are you feeling more pressure as a coach this week because this is a division game, the first division game in London?
No, not really, not at all. It's each game. There's only 16 in the National Football League each year, and every single one of them is critically important. Now sometimes the ones in December end up maybe being so, but if you really analyze what you did in September and October, they're all very, very, very important, as is this one. So, we've had a very good week of preparation so far, and, now it's getting close to go out and play.
Coach, what are the main concerns with having a 9:30 a.m. Eastern kickoff time without having,
A full week to climb? It'll be different. The body clock, that's why, this is similar to, we'd get out a little bit earlier on a Friday if we were here. You know, tomorrow we're going to do things very, very similar to what they're used to doing. You know, so this season we've played at 1 o'clock. We've played at 4:25. We've played at 4:05. We've played night games in the preseason. We've practiced in the morning at 8 o'clock. The guys have done a lot of different things in relative to their body. But certainly, you know, this week we've been taking an extra hard look at how we're preparing the team for this game and how they're physically going to feel for this game. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we're going to be releasing our injury report any minute. I don't know if we have yet or not, but we will be releasing it today, correct?
Yes.
So you'll have all that information.
What about that challenge of resting a guy versus, you know, you're 1-2 and
you need to win? No, you always – every week's the same, really, Andrew. I mean, you know, you have to figure out, okay, what players give us the best chance to win? What 46 guys give us the best chance to win? And that should be the criteria. And obviously they have to be medically – prepared to do their job, so that's always part of every discussion. But really, it's not any different this week than any other week.
So you're giving players a chance to go and see the sights. What are you
doing? Probably hang back at the hotel. I didn't sleep a whole lot on the plane. I'm usually not too much. I get to go to Trafalgar Square tomorrow. It's going to be great, and looking forward to seeing that. But probably not doing a lot tonight. Not so far, no. Last time it was great to me, so yeah. We didn't bring any, so.
Coach, how concerned are you with the run game, with the rushing? Lamar Miller hasn't really hit his straps yet. Is that something you've been working on over the last week?
Yeah, we want some more consistency in the running game. You know, I mean, frankly, we haven't run enough plays. We haven't gotten, like, we talked to the team. I talked to the team Wednesday when we began preparation for this game. You know, we got to work for first downs. Let's get first downs. I mean, let's get in normal down and distance situations. Let's see if we can eliminate the penalties and negative yardage plays that have, you know, hampered our production. So, but absolutely want to see more from the running game.